This is Northwest News from KPLU. It's been called an open-air drug market a short walk from Seattle's Pike Place Market. Now, local and federal law enforcement have announced more than 90 arrests aimed at shutting it down. KPLU's Kyle Stokes reports on a targeted effort to clean up a notorious street corner.
3rd and Pine in downtown Seattle and 9.5 blocks surrounding it contain the highest concentration of criminal activity in the city. For 4 months, Seattle police have worked that small area undercover and made 177 drug buys. That's led to more than 180 arrest warrants, about a quarter of them for marijuana and the rest for harder drugs or weapons. Mayor Ed Murray praised the police's work to clean up those 9.5 blocks.
We can achieve significant public safety gains citywide by applying focus efforts in small hotspots.
The city is also moving a bus stop on 3rd Street, shutting down access to alleyways and removing trash cans, benches, and newspaper boxes in an effort to discourage the drug trade. And as the suspects' cases go to court, King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says his office will ask judges to bar suspects from ever returning to 3rd and Pine.
It's a very important thing for us to be able to tell these 180 people, because of what you've done in downtown Seattle, you cannot return. And if you do, you're going to find yourself back in jail.
Still, city leaders said they weren't interested in reigniting a war on drugs. 37 suspects now face federal drug or weapons charges, but the roughly 150 who don't qualify for a diversion program linked to housing and drug treatment, not to prison time. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.